Vassie Penisini holds her naturalization certificate in one hand and an American flag in the other. The Tongan native is among a group of soon-to-be U.S. citizens who were sworn in under a large canopy on the USS Missouri. Surrounded by family and friends, Penisini says it's been a long road to citizenship.
40-something years ago, and only now I decided to become a citizen. I just kept putting it off, procrastinating, but finally I did. This is the right time to do it. Oh, what it mean? Oh, everything as of now. Yeah, I'm just so ecstatic. Great and proud to become a U.S. citizen.
The new citizens came from 19 countries, including Brazil, India, Jamaica, and the Philippines. Ages ranged from 18 to the 73-year-old Kay Christie Johnson.
I have felt like I was always a citizen because I've been here for so long, for 54 years. Met my husband at BYU, which is Church College then, and got married in 63. And we've been together ever since. So I can go and vote. I took just drive my husband to vote and just stand on the outside and wait for him and say who I would like to vote for, whatever. I can go vote myself.
It is my pleasure to present 72 applicants for admission to citizenship. Each applicant has been interviewed by an immigration service officer and has met the requirements for admission to citizenship. I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely and entirely.
I'm Zoya Falevai, and I'm 31, and I'm from Western Samoa. I came here for school, actually, in 2001, and I met my husband here at BYU. He was born and raised in Kahuku, so we got married, and I've been here ever since. It took me a long time to get my citizenship done. My parents, especially in Samoa, they're happy. And I've always wanted to vote for the election, so now I can vote. But, you know, just I feel belong now, you know, like I belong here.
My name is Yvonne Gray, and I'm 37 years old, and I'm from Germany. Yes, my husband is in the United States Marine Corps. I think mostly as a military spouse now, that I'm also behind him, whatever he does. You know, he's not only protecting the United States, now he's also protecting me.
Okay, my name is Kenny Liu. I'm 27 years old. I'm from China. My mom's here, my dad is still in.
And there's that. I'm the first. Yeah. I brought my sister here, and she bring his son. Much better life in here.
Well, you know, 7 years ago, I start great new life here, but you know, there still have some stuff you cannot do or you cannot do, but not like a rigorous citizen. Right now, I'm like fully citizen, I can tell. I'm truly American.
Molly Solomon for HBR News.